Penguin Random House Australia Audio proudly presents The ScoMo Diaries, written by Tosh Greenslade, illustrated by Andrew Weldon, narrated by Francis Greenslade. All rights reserved. Obey your leaders and submit to them. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. I put my pants on first, shoes on second. That's my sort of dress rule of a morning. I find that helpful. Scott John Morrison. In case it's not obvious to all listeners, this is a work of satire, and while names may be real, the actions or statements of any person mentioned in this book must not be taken literally by anyone reading it. August the 24th, 2018. I did it! Everything I've ever done has been leading to this point, and I finally did it. As of today, I, Scott Morrison, have become manager of one of the world's preeminent marketing firms, the Australian Federal Government. I know in my heart that I am destined to be the greatest leader this company has ever seen. And so here I present to you, dear listener, my diary. May it inspire younger generations towards the greatness I am destined to achieve and act as a blueprint for future leaders long after I've moved into the private sector. Before we get to all that, though, I guess you need to know a bit about who I was before I became the boss. My humble beginnings. As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be an ad man. It was a toss-up between that and being a priest, but I decided on the former because it offered greater variety in the things I got to sell. I had my first taste of the life as a child actor in my youth when I did a commercial for cough drops. There were a lot of great people on that film set, but the ones I looked up to most were the advertising executives. They drank whiskey, smoked cigarettes, and had houses in the Shire, Sydney's crown jewel. They commanded so much respect that people would literally stop talking when they approached and stand there staring, obviously paralysed with admiration. When they weren't around, those fucking ad men were all anyone could talk about, often tinged with the jealousy that comes with only being able to afford one car. After I graduated university, I tried to track a few of them down, but the majority had died. The few who hadn't were said to be in rehab, but I didn't want to bother them. I heard through the grapevine a few years later that they had also died. I like to think their legacy was giving a little boy named Scott a dream that would lead to him, years later, also owning a house in the Shire. My acting career came to an early end when I auditioned for a part in a planned revival of Skippy the Bush Kangaroo. When I met the kangaroo playing Skippy, the animal...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?